Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Recent news events in the property sector have been focused on squatters, a person who lives in an empty building or area of land without the permission of the owner. USA Today reports the following. In Maryland, a woman returned from vacation to find two squatters in her bed. They were not only living in her house, but had also sold about $50,000 of her furniture. It is a pattern being played out in many cities in the United States. It is also common in Europe, where squatting has become a political movement with support from the left. Another publication, the Daily Mail, reports the following. Squatters' rights is a common law principle where unauthorized intruders exploit legal loopholes in an attempt to assert residency of unoccupied homes. In order to evict a squatter, homeowners face significant financial losses in the form of legal fees, potential property damage, and lost income. Evicting squatters can also be a months-long and arduous process due to backlogs in the courts and overwhelmed police forces across the country. Reports of angry homeowners being helpless to remove squatters from their home have been booming in recent months, with some serial squatters refusing to leave residences for over a year. Now, I would like to talk to you about a different kind of squatter, the spiritual kind. The Bible has something to say about property rights as it outlines clearly that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, consecrated to God and sacred. And so, just as a squatter has no real or legal right to possess a home they don't own, a demon has no right to possess or squat on a Christian who is filled with the Holy Ghost. And the concept is not new. Paul's words in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 are an unwavering voice reminding Christians for hundreds of years that we are not on our own. We are bought at a very precious price, the life of Christ Jesus himself. This affirms our body as a literal habitation for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave this illustration of what I would like to call a spiritual squatter. When an evil spirit leaves a person, it goes into the desert, seeking rest, but finding none. Then it says, "I will return to the person I came from." So it returns and finds its former home empty, swept, and in order. Then the spirit finds seven other spirits more evil than itself, and they all enter the person and live there. And so that person is worse off than before. That will be the experience of this evil generation. Notice the sequence of events. An evil spirit leaves a person. It goes out and seeks rest, but it has nowhere to go. It then decides to head back to the person it came from. It finds its former home. Note how the Bible uses the word home when referring to the person. It returns to the former home and finds it empty, and then brings seven other spirits more evil than itself. So, in a sense, we are being told that evil spirits have no right to possess us. Imagine the scenario. You are a homeowner with a beautifully furnished home, carefully decorated with love and paying the utmost attention to details. The walls are covered with beautiful art pieces and the shelves filled with memories that have been cherished for decades. Every corner of your home has a sense of warmth, peace, and in a way, your home can be a reflection of your character and personality. But what if, as time passes, and you become preoccupied with your busy life, this leads to neglecting the home, and before you know it, this once spotless dwelling starts to gather dust. the vibrant colors start to fade, and a space that once was bright and welcoming starts to feel dim and nearly unlivable. Shadows form in those neglected rooms, and in them, unseen and unheard, lurk the very worst kind of unwanted guest, the squatters. In the flesh, squatters are unlawful tenants that take up residence in homes and rooms that have been utterly forgotten. They have no right to be there. They have no claim to ownership. But they persist in their attempt to make the space their own by the simple act of not leaving. Demons work the same way in the spirit realm, trying to overtake the sacred Christian soul. They thrive on darkness, feed on fear, chaos, and doubt, and slowly drive the joy and peace far from the believer. Just as a homeowner would never allow...
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Allow squatters to take over their home. As children of God, we should never allow demons to infiltrate our souls. Our bodies aren't just a physical vessel. They are holy temples where the Spirit of God dwells. But how can we prevent these squatters from making their abode in our lives? First, we must remember that we are called to guard our minds and hearts against the enemy and all his gruesome schemes. It's extremely important that we stay vigilant in our faith, steadfast no matter what happens. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that our struggle isn't really against flesh and blood, but rather against the forces of evil in heavenly realms. These are spiritual squatters, and this is a spiritual battle in which we fight for the sanctity of our souls. We must keep these temples pure and never leave them empty, even if they are swept and in order. Physical homeowners secure their homes with locks, alarm systems, and lighting to ensure thieves, robbers, and squatters have no opportunity to breach their house. But we can also arm ourselves and our holy temple. We always have the full armor of God available to us, with which we can battle even on the darkest night. We can take the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, and ensure those squatters do not take up residence in our lives. One of the primary principles taught in military training is, be aware of your surroundings. This principle is called situational awareness. The trainee is intentionally put in stressful scenarios and purposefully surrounded by higher-ranking officers to force them to stay vigilant and aware at all times. If the trainee is not maintaining situational awareness, they will be caught in a position of being unprepared and will fall victim to reprimand or consequences. Of course, in an actual battle situation, the consequences will be more significant than push-ups or being yelled at. Consequences of poor situational awareness in battle are life and death. Just as there is situational awareness in a real-life war, there is such a thing as spiritual awareness for the Christian man or woman. If the believer is not aware of their spiritual surroundings, they too will be caught off guard, unprepared, and will fall victim to the consequences. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 11 to 13, "Put on the full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Spiritual warfare is real. As believers, we have a real enemy, and we are in a real conflict. We are in a war that is raging in the invisible, spiritual realm. And the thing about this kind of battle is that you can't fight your enemy physically. This is why the Apostle Paul wrote, "Our struggle is not against flesh and blood." And it's true. It's not against the things of this world. As a believer, you're not fighting people. You're not just fighting circumstances. No, you're fighting the spirit behind the person. And you're fighting the devil behind the situation. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, according to the word of God. If we will continue to pray, fast, and study the mighty word of God, our spiritual defenses will be strengthened day by day. This, in turn, gives us the authority and boldness to evict and block any demonic squatter who intends to or tries to take over our temple. We reclaim the beauty and reverence in this space by restoring them to their rightful state, standing firm in our unwavering faith, and, if necessary, casting the demons out in the mighty name of Jesus. We never have to bow to the deception that comes from the enemy's lies. We can stand firm in the knowledge and faith that we are children of God, beloved, cherished, and known as the apple of His eye. But it's just as important that we understand how to keep our bodies as temples that are fit for the Holy Ghost. If you own a home, you will keep it clean and welcoming, well-tended, and in good working order. And the same goes for the dwelling place of the Spirit of God. One of the best ways to protect our temple is continually investing in our spiritual lives. Invest in your relationship with the Lord. When we nurture this relationship, we create and strengthen the barrier against the forces of darkness that want to squat in our lives. At the same time, we offer the Holy Ghost a bright, clean, well-kept sanctuary to dwell in, where He can help us keep out the demonic entities that want to live there at all costs. We should always remember that we are never alone in this particular battle, because God is always with us. Life is full of challenges, and sometimes giving up seems like a genuine option, but it's not. We can overcome any obstacle and maintain a spiritual dwelling that is always welcoming to the Holy Ghost when we work to keep clear from any and all uninvited guests. Let's always be mindful of how sacred it is that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Ghost and treat them with the respect and reverence they deserve. The world may be filled with darkness, but our temples can be a beacon of hope for someone who is struggling to keep their own space free. And that's one of the best ways to evict a squatter and keep them out forever. Start your own spiritual neighborhood watch today by sharing this with those who may not already know these truths.
Have you ever noticed that people can gather in a crowd but still have different agendas? In a room full of people, you'll find people with different issues, different motives and intentions. In a crowd of people protesting, you'll find there are those who are actually fighting for a specific cause. And mixed in among those people, there'll be some who are in the crowd simply out of curiosity. And there will be others who come so that they may observe and report. Others come along because they're after a thrill, they want to initiate something. All in all, whenever you see a crowd, not everyone in that crowd is there for the right reason or indeed the same reasons as everyone else. And the thing is, whenever a crowd gathered around Jesus, you'd have people who came along simply to watch what type of miracle will He perform today, as though it was a spectacle. You'd have people come because they believed and they wanted to hear the teachings of the man from Nazareth. And among those in the crowd, you'll find a woman who had an issue of blood. You'll find a man named Bartimaeus. You'll find the Pharisees and Sadducees. The point I'm illustrating here is that even in a crowd following Jesus, there were those who needed healing. There were those who wanted to find fault in him and gather intel to accuse him with. And there were those who wanted to simply see him and hear his teachings. However, there are occasions where crowds draw out demonic activity. This is why it's so important for you to have your own personal relationship with Jesus Christ, so that you can be sensitive in the spirit and discerning, because even a crowd gathered for Jesus can draw out unclean spirit. The Bible says in Mark chapter 1, verse 21, "And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching." Take note of the fact that Jesus was teaching in a synagogue. He had a crowd and he had an audience listening to him. But here's where it gets interesting. Mark chapter 1, verse 23 to 25 says, "And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, 'What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.'" So while they were in church, while people were listening to the word of God, a demon-possessed man entered. Think about that. A demon walked right up into the church. Consider how many people are oppressed by demons, although they are in the church. Now, before I point out a few things about this type of demon, let's read the exchange between Jesus and this unclean spirit a little more closely. Mark 1, 23 to 25. "And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, 'What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' But Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Be silent and come out of him.'" Notice that this was a daring demon, an audacious demon. It had the audacity to walk in the church, to almost angrily confront Jesus and ask, "Have you come to destroy us?" And saints of God, at times, the devil can have the audacity to test you. The devil can know that you've prayed and fasted for your children, and he will still launch an attack on them simply to test you. The devil can have the audacity to wait for you to get to church and send someone to say a comment that cuts you, all so that you won't listen to the gospel. Like this demon who went up to Jesus while he was in the synagogue teaching, the devil can wait for you to think that you're in a place of strength and then confront you. Do you really believe in this Jesus you speak of? Do you really believe this mountain in front of you will move? Do you really think that you can live a life completely free of fear? And so when Jesus was confronted by this unclean spirit, the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." Jesus spoke with power, with boldness and authority. Now, should we ever find ourselves in a position whereby we're confronted by the enemy? Our words alone don't have power. Our name alone doesn't hold any weight in the spiritual realm. But mind you, before the unclean spirit in the synagogue was cast out by the Lord, in Mark 1, 24, that demon said, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." It knew who Jesus was. It knew his authority. It knew that Jesus Christ could destroy it.
Derek Prince describes demons as persons without bodies. He said that they have real and distinctive personalities. And this makes sense because if you've ever read the book of Luke, in chapter 8, Jesus encounters a demon-possessed man. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 30 and 31, the Bible says, "Jesus asked him, 'What is your name?' 'Legion,' he replied, because many demons had gone into him, and they begged Jesus repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss." Now, a Roman legion has 6,000 men. And so this man was saying he had 6,000 demons in him. This is evident because he was oppressed in the worst way, because the Bible states that he lived in the tombs, meaning that the demons had isolated him. He was far from society, far from the living, and far from his loved ones. This is one thing I want you to notice about demonic oppression. The devil loves to isolate people. The devil loves to corner people and get them alone with no support, because we're all more vulnerable alone. We need people to pray with. We need people, Bible-believing Christians, to fellowship with so that we can encourage one another in Christ. But demons hate this. And so they separated this man from anyone who could stand with him or pray with him. Now, this demon-possessed man was also in a state of filth and uncleanliness. He was naked, homeless, and wandering. The Bible says in Mark chapter 5, verse 3-5, "He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain. For he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones." So people tried to bind him with chains, but even chains couldn't restrain him under such demonic influence. But my friend, let me tell you, that one word from Jesus Christ, and that man was released from that demonic state. One encounter with Jesus Christ, and this man was freed. It only took a single meeting with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for this man to be restored. What I love about Jesus Christ is that regardless of the state you're in, there is no person on this earth that is God-forsaken. This man had a legion of demons, 6,000 demons. He was possessed in every meaning, but yet Jesus Christ would not abandon him. Jesus didn't forsake him. No matter how unclean or how oppressed he was, Jesus Christ didn't leave him. And this is what we should know today as believers. You might be unpopular, you might be unclean even. Regardless of your state, should you be willing, Jesus Christ will never leave you out. You may be bound and tied up, but Jesus Christ can speak a word into your life and set you free.
And so, when the devil attacks you, when he confronts you and tries to intimidate you, use the name of Jesus Christ to rebuke him. Every demon in hell knows that name. The name above every other name. The name of Jesus Christ cannot be challenged. It's a name that crushes fear. It crushes demons. The name of Jesus Christ is mighty and effective. It's through the name of Jesus Christ that we can be set free from bondage. It's through his name that we can experience peace. And so, should you ever find yourself in a crowd or in a room full of people, remember that everyone there isn't there for the same reasons. However, I want to encourage you, regardless of what comes, regardless of who comes through that crowd, hold on to the name of Jesus, a name that protects, a name that liberates. It's a name that even the devil can't stand, because it's in the name of Jesus Christ that we have victory.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.